as Dav Tzadi Zayin. So I got to the bottom of Tzadi Vavar and Beis. I imagine five lines up. That makes sense for you. Okay. The Gemara says, "Hu gavra deshal narga michavre." Person borrowed some type of axe from his friend, and it's sparred and broke. So also the kamei de Rava, they went to Rava and Amar Lei Zil Icy Sade de Lava Shanisabe. Bring Raya, bring Edim that you didn't do any shinoi, and viftan you'll be off the hook. But if you did some type of shinoi shluchas liad and you used it inappropriately, so then you'd be chayv. The leka sadi mai. Let's say there are no edim that he did anything wrong, any shinoi. So how do we know then that he is going to be what's the halacha afterwards? He doesn't know. It's any day whether he is shinoi or not. So Gemara says Tashma brings a raya from the following case. Ahu gavra dishol narga michavre. A guy, another situation, he borrowed an axe from his friend. This part it broke. Also, kamei de Rav, they went to Rav to ask a shayla. Amar lei zil shalim lei narga ma'alya. You have to pay a completely new axe for him. So Amar lei Rav Kana Rav Asi l'Rav, they say to him, Dina hachi? Is this really the halacha? You have to pay a full axe cost, I don't know, $75. You have to pay a full axe, $75 to him? So why is that really true? Look at the Rashi in the top of Tzadi Zayin. Dina hachi shei shalim lo klei asui umesukam, a klei that's completely brand new. That's not the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Baba Kama. Gavi nizak in tashlume nezek milamed shabailim, the owner, the nizak, mitaflim benevela. If the animal dies, so they have to pick up the nevela. Nevela is the owner of the nevela. He takes that away. It's worth a few dollars. And sheshamin lo nevela shabahemta, you evaluate how much it's worth bishas nezek. And Shemesai Dezeh, Shezikalo, that died through this damage of my shore, killed your shore. Vale Mosif Misham Temem. Now I need to pay the rest. So let's say your ox was worth $1,000. So now it my ox killed your ox. Now the dead ox is worth $200. So I need to pay only the difference of $800. I don't need to pay you a full brand new ox, $1,000. I just need to pay the difference between the Nevela and the value that caused you a loss. So to here as well, Hachanami. Yashumu lo shivrei harishom. Evaluate how much worth all the broken parts of the axe, the few dollars. Valem yisham damav. And above that, the difference I'll pay. So let's say the broken piece of the axe are worth $10, so I need to only pay you an additional $65 as opposed to a full $75 axe. So vishasa grav. Rav was quiet, didn't have a response to this. So what's the halach in this case? Hilchasa karav kana ravasi. So we pass like Rav Kana ravasi who hold the mahadir le tavra. You return back the broken pieces. Umimal yala demei mana, and you replenish the difference to get it to a full axe. We pass it against Rav, and you keep the broken pieces. The owner keeps the broken pieces, and the mazik pays, or in this case the shoel pays the difference to get it up to the initial value. So who gavra? Another situation, a person borrowed a dli, a pail from his friend. Isbar broke. Also, the kamei de Rav Papa, they asked Rav Papa what the din is. Amar lei, I see sadi de lo shanisa be uiftav. You could bring edim that you didn't do any shinoi. You used it regularly. As mesa machmas mlacha, just happened to break while you're using it appropriately. So then you'd be off the hook. But if not, the case would be if it was, he did some type of shinoi, then he would have to just pay the difference of the broken pieces of the dili and then from the initial price. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ahu gavra, deshal shunra mechavre, a guy borrowed a cat from his friend, seemingly not a small cat, a large cat, as we'll see, and chavra le achbare v'kalu. And what happened was, he wanted to use the cat to eat up all the mice in the house. That's the best way to get rid of mice. But instead, the mice teamed up, and they attacked the cat and killed the cat. So now what's halacha? Now I borrowed your cat, but your cat died now because the mice. Am I responsible to pay you back? So Yosef Rav Ashi v'kumibayle ki ha'gavna mai. He wanted to know, what's the din in this case? Rashi explains, mi havi mesa machmas malacha olo. I use it in a regular way, and it happens to be it died in the regular fashion. So ki mesa machmas malacha dami olo. So Amr Le Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amr Avimi, Mehagrunya, this is what he would say, Mishmei de Rava, and by a different case, but they were comparing the cases. Gavra, very strange case though. Gavra de Nashi Kaluhu, Lodina Velodaini. A man who's killed by women, so there's no judging. He should have been protecting himself. So Pashas is, he was just attacked by women. That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Women attacked him. Men are not expected to be killed by women. And if he died, so then there's no, the women are not responsible for this. Because the men are expected to protect themselves. So to a cat, you're not expected that the cat's going to be killed by mice. So if I borrow your cat and it dies from the mice, I'm not responsible. Rashi, for some reason, takes a different approach to this. Rashi says the case here is that Rashi go here? Nashi kalu. He first says lo hayala lipal biyad. Then he shouldn't fall on their hands. Actually, the next Rashi we'll do later on, I guess. It's a later Rashi. Fine. So that's the case, that the men are expected to be killed by women, and therefore the women would be pater. So too, the cat's not expected to be killed by mice. So the shoel is pater. It's considered mesa, mach, mas, malacha, and he's pater. So then the Gemara says, ikadami, others say, achal achbere tuva. What happened was that the cat didn't die from being attacked by the mice. He ate so many mice that he became so full and his stomach blew up and he died. The chavil, Rashi's a chavil, he got nischamim, he got hot, he got a high fever, he got sick. Umeis, and the cat died from eating too many mice. So then this question in Gemara says, Yosef Rav Ashi sat down, he wanted to look into this case. Is this also Mesa Masmach Malach? Was he also eating too much, which is a regular Malach he was doing? And should he be Pater? Or no, this is the shawl should have been more protective and made sure that the cat didn't eat so much. So what's the halacha? So Amar Le Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachi, Amar Avimi, Miagrunya, Gavra, Dinashi Kalu, Lo Dini, Velo Dainer. So not here where the women attacked the men, but where the man attacked the woman. What does it mean the man attacked the woman, and the man died through doing that? The Rashi explains what's going on here is that Dinashi Kalu, Bal, Bilos, Harbi, Meis, the man had too much beer with his woman, and because of that, he literally attacked too much, if you will, so therefore, he died because of that. So no one's responsible for doing that. That's his own fault. That's, I guess, what the cat does. That's what a man does. And if a person dies, that's considered mesa machmas malacha. Okay. Mar now says, Amar Rava, hai man de boy le mishal midei mechavre. A person wants to borrow something, v'liftar, and he wants to be off the hook and get, not chai ba'onsin. So what's the way around? What's the trick so you're going to be putter? Ne malay, as you're borrowing from the mashil, say to him, Ashkin mai, I'm a little thirsty. To have his she'el bebailim, so he's going to get you a cup of water. So as he's doing a favor, doing his she'ela, it's bebailim, he's giving you water, and you're borrowing his object, borrowing his cow, that's considered she'el bebailim, and if anything happens after that, you're going to be potter, because she'el bebailim. But ipikechu, if the mashil is a smart guy, knows the tricks of the shoel, what he should do is first name alei, he should say back, Shal Beresha, first to take my cow, it's all yours, and then Hadar Ashkecha, I'm going to go get some water while you take my cow, and then I'll bring you some water in just a few seconds, in which case, since the Sheila of the Chefza happened prior to the Baal's involvement, it would not be considered Sheila Babailim, and the Pekach would not, therefore the Shoel would not be off the hook of Sheila Babailim. So Amar Rava, Rava says now, Mikre Dardiki, Shasla, Tavcha, Vumna, Sapar, Masa. What are these cases? So Mikre Dardiki is a Milame Tinokos, a Rebbe. Shasle Rashi explains is referring to Notea Krumim Lemechza. He plants vineyards and he takes half the revenue. An Umna, firstly, a Tafcha is a Shochet. A Shasle Rashi, Umna rather is Makiz Dam, a person Makiz Dam, blood letter. And others say Umna refers to a Moel. Sapar Masa, a person who is a barber for the entire city. Kulon Be'idin Avidisaihu Vishalem Bebailem Damu. All these, while they're doing their work, so then that's considered she'ela b'bailim. So if you borrow from the town barber, and he's working, he has hours now that are open, and something happens to the object that you're borrowing from him, you would be pater because you were shoel she'ela b'bailim. So Rashi says, you're looking at Rashi, k'she'ela b'bailim dami, im mishahaya zeh b'mlachto, shal heimano, if while he's cutting your hair, or if he's being makizdam while you are receiving that malacha and you borrow from him at the same time, behema bosa shah umesa patur. Other Rishonim say no, even if you are not actually getting hana directly, getting malacha from him at that time, but he's working, the store is open, he's working other people, he's always considered, he's a meshuba to the entire city, so any member of the city, even though they're not receiving the malacha at that time, that's considered she'ela b'bailim, according to some Rishonim. But again, Rashi says, no, only if you are receiving that malacha at that time is it considered she'ela b'bailim. If he's working for someone else, another client, and you're not getting hana at that moment, that is not considered she'ela b'bailim. Okay. I wanted to mention before, actually, an interesting machlokas, the previous case of the cat. When you borrow the cat to kill all the mice, that's considered a situation of mesa machmas malacha. If the cat dies because it's attacked by the mice. So the Shmuel Hadeshin learned from this, let's say I borrow weapons from someone, and then I want to fight against some army, and the army ends up defeating me and destroying takes away all my weapons. Am I responsible to pay back the weapons I borrowed from you. Is that considered mesa machmas malachas? The Truman Sedeshin says it is, just like the case of the cat. I borrowed the cat to kill, but instead it killed my cat, so I borrowed the weapons to kill, but instead they killed my weapons. So he says, therefore, your pati, you don't have to pay back. But the Shach argues and says, no, the Shach is a very different case, because the cat is the object that's doing the malacha. The weapons are not doing the malacha. I'm doing the malacha. So the weapons is separate from the person, and you can't compare the case to the cat. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down, Tzadi Zayin, Amru le Rabbanin le Rava. Rabbanin say to Rava, Shoyl lon mar. So the Talmidim said to Rava, we you're borrowed to us. We are borrowing you. And therefore what? And therefore, since anything, we'd be Shayla Bebailim, if we ever borrow anything else from you. Ikbad, Rava wasn't too pleased with this. Amar Luhu, he says back to him, Lafkui Mamona Kabaisa, you're trying to get yourself out of some payment here by borrowing something from me since I'm Shayla Bebailim now? So he says that other of the opposite is actually true. Awesome, Shayla Sun Li, you are actually borrowed by me. I'm borrowing you. Why? De'ilu ano, if I want, ani matza, I want to ishtamute lechum mesecht al mesecht. If I want to change to a different mesecht to learn, awesome lo matzisa leshtamute. You cannot change my mind. Rashi explains here that awesome Shayla Sun Li, lumlachti, you are actually being borrowed by me. I'm borrowing you guys, my Talmidim. Why? When I want to learn another masechta, so I don't forget it, you can't stop me from doing that. So therefore, I have full control. I'm the full baal here. I'm using you guys in order to remember my masechta. So therefore, if I borrow anything from you, so then it would actually be she'ela bebail. Fine. So the Gemara then says that the truth is, Elohi, it's not really true. Ihu shalahu biyoma de kala, inu shalale bishayome. He, Rava, the Rebbe, is being borrowed by the Talmidim biyoma de kala, because why yoma de kala? Rashi says, dikshadorshin lufne regel, behilchus haregel, when he learned about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot prior to the regel. Dilamati la shemute lemilsa achuse, he can't. He has no option. That Shabbos prior, Shabbos agado, you need to speak about Pesach. Shabbos Shuvah, you need to speak about Shuvah. He has no option. So therefore, he's being borrowed by the Kahal, Rava, is Meshubah to the Kahal. But in a regular rest of the year, Bishar Yomei, where he decides, where Rava decides what he wants to teach him, so then he is borrowing the Talmidim. So it's not one answer across the board. Depends on the time of the year. Marna says, Marima Bar Chanina, Oger Kodinaisa, he would rent out Kodinaisa, which Rashi is prayed to. He would lend out mules to carry things in Bechoza, in this place. He went out, he would normally go out and help them put the loads on the back of the mules as they'd depart from his city. What happened was that one of the shoels, or one of the soches, really the ones who were renting it, he was poshaya, he did something wrong, and the animal died because he was poshaya, he was negligent. So also Lakami the Rav, he wanted to know what the shiloh, what the psak is, and chayvinu, he said the shoel's chay, the shoel was, the socher rather was poshaya, and he's poshaya chayv, even a shomrachina was chayv and poshaya. So it's chayv to pay for a new preda. Amru le Rabbanan le Rava. Rabban, the Talmidim said to Rava, Pshia bebailim hi. Pshia bebailim. We had a discussion earlier. Pshia bebailim chayv or pater. So it was Pshia bebailim. So they assumed that Pshia bebailim should be pater because he was involved. He was helped load the donkey, the mule in the beginning. So that's considered Shayla bebailim. The Baal was working in the Shayla. Ichsef. So he got very embarrassed. We saw this a few places already that where the... They made a mistake. We had this a few times or a few days ago. And Lasof, in the end of the day, Iglai Milsa turned out, De Lemesar Tuna Hudunafik. He went out to Lemesar. What does Lemesar mean? Says Rashi, Liros Shalo Yirbu Mimasa. He wasn't going to actually help you, just observing to ensure that they didn't put too much weight on the back of the mule. But he wasn't actually helping, so it wasn't considered Shela Babaylam. It was just a regular case of Pshia, in which case the Socher is chayv. So he ended up being right. There's another example where we see, even though they made a mistake, besvara in psak, they were actually correct because Ashkacha brought this. So then Gemara says, Anichel man damer, this all makes sense, pshir bebailim pater. If you assume pshir bebailim is pater, so that makes sense, mishim hachi ichsav, that's why he got embarrassed. If pshir bebailim, he paskin chayv, and they told him it's pshir bebailim, so they're pater, that's why he got embarrassed for making the wrong mistake initially, the wrong psak initially. But Ella, but if you assume Leman Damar Chayiv, that Pshiba Bailim is actually Chayiv, so when they said, ah, it's Pshiba Bailim, so he should say, that's fine, but you're still Chayiv, that's what he said initially, so why was he embarrassed? Amay Yichsev, why was he embarrassed? Lo Mifshi Pshiba. So the case was that not that it was Poshea, it was Ella Ignuvei Ignova umesa kedarcha kedarcha bebei ganav hava. What happened was he was told not it was poshea, it's not a case of pshia. They said to him it was stolen, and while in the house of the ganav it died machmas melacha. In that case, a mesa machmas melacha, a socher is actually going to be Potter, and that's why he got upset. A completely different scenario happened. But also the comment, the Rava went to Rava and v'chayvinhu, and Rava says chayiv, and Amrulei Rabbanan, and the Talmidim said to Rava, Gneva b'baylam. He says Gneva b'baylam, because since the owner was helping out initially, he was there b'baylam, and the animal ended up getting stolen, so it's Gneva b'baylam, and he's Potter with Gneva b'baylam. And Ichsev, that's why he got embarrassed. But in the end, Lasofi Gloy Milsa turned out to Lameser Nahu. To Uno, who did nothing, he didn't go out to help load the mule. He went out to just observe to make sure they weren't overloading the mule, and it was not considered a case of Gneva Bebailam. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now at the bottom here, Hashol es hapara she'ela chatziyom v'sachar chatziyom. A person borrows a cow, and he borrows half a day, then rents it out half a day. She'ela hayom, he borrows it today, and then sachar lamacha, the next day he leases it for a day. Sachar achas, shol achas, he borrows one, he hires the other one. Umesa, hamashil, amesa, and the animal dies in any of these scenarios. It dies either on the day that it was, we're not sure which day. It died on one of these days, or one of them died, and they're not sure which one it died. So Amar, the mashil Amar, the one who lent it out, so he said, she'ula mesa, the one died was the one that I lent out, and therefore he's chayef to pay. It's onus. B'yom shai sashula, it died on the day that it was being borrowed, and he's chayef to pay me a new one. Or mesa, where it says, mesa b'shashai ashula. It died in a case, rather, B'shasha Haisa Shula Mesa died when it was being borrowed. V'hala Omer, but the Shola said back, no, any other day, I don't know what happened, I really don't know, he's being an honest guy, I'm not sure. So in that case, it's Chayiv. The Shola is Chayiv to pay. Why? So Rashi explained, because Chayiv the Shalim Divrei, the Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif, when it's a case of Bari, where the Mashil is certain it was the She'ela, and then the Shoel is uncertain, so Bari V'Shema, we always know that the certain, the Vadai Taina overrides the Safek Taina. Ein Yodei is considered Shema, it's considered Safek, so therefore he's chayav to pay. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah says, HaSocher Omer Schura Mesa. The Socher, the guy who hires it, says, no, the one who would die when it was rented, and that's Pater. B'yom Shaisa Schura Mesa. It died in the day that it was rented. B'shah Shaisa Schura, in the time it was being rented, Mesa died. So the socher was convinced that it was definitely died in the day it was rented, and therefore I'm potter. So Hala Omer, the other guy said, the show, the mashil, or the maskir says, in your day, I'm not sure which day it was, he was an honest guy. In this case, you're actually going to be potter. Because again, the bari b'shema, bari adif, the bari claim here is I'm potter from paying. So bari here wins as well. Is that?
And
yeah.
He's got a cheskos mamon too in this case, because the guy is the one.
He has the most mechaver of haraya, right. Then it says, Omer Sh'ula, Omer Sh'chura. Let's say there's Machlokas. One guy says, Bari, I know for sure died the day She'ela, you owe me money. Other guy says, no, Bari, I'm certain it died in the day of Sh'chura, that I don't owe you money. So now it's a Bari v'Bari. What's the halacha? So Gemara says, Yishba, you have to make a Shvua. So Gemara's going to explain exactly how the Shvua works. And then the Gemara says, HaSocher, Yishba HaSocher, She'es Sh'chura, Mesa, the socher has to take a shvua that it died on the day that he was renting it, in which case he's off the hook. So it's going to be a shvua to exempt him from payment. And then the fourth permutation is if he says, Zeomer eini yodeh, Zeomer eini yodeh. Both of them don't know. They don't know what happened. They don't know which day, which time, which animal was that died. So what's halacha is zeh eini yodeh? It's shema v'shema. So the Mishnah paskins, yachloku, you split it in half. Why yachloku? So Rashi explains, Yachloku kesaver mamun hamuta basafik cholkin, when there's a safik who owns the money, no one has a greater claim than the other. So cholkin, you do Yachloku, you divide it in half. And that's one of the understandings of Yachloku. There's a machlokus in general, how Yachloku works. Is Yachloku really, is a simply at a safik, it's a pshar, or is that a din? The pashas is the way the Gemara is, Rashi is presenting it here. That's the lashon of Gemara. Whenever you don't know, Yachloku is a pshara. It's the best compromise to do. It's the fairest compromise. Not that it's a din, not that it's a real halacha, because certainly it can't be half and half. It's either one or the other, but the best compromise is Yachloku, so you give a Yachloku. So Gemara says, now, Shmas Mina, we can learn from this Mishnah, Mana li biyadech, I have $100 of mine in your hands. V'hala omer en yodeh, you say you don't know, you're not really sure, you don't remember, you borrow too much money, you don't know who you owe. So en yodeh, I don't know if I owe you money. So you say, so the halach is chayv, you have to pay, because I'm bari, I'm certain that you owe me money, and you're a shema, you're safek whether you owe me money, so bari v'shema, bari adif, so therefore my claim wins, and you owe me $100. So lema. So let's say to have a tiyuf to the Rav Nachman. So this statement, this conclusion from the Mishnah is going to be a clear contradiction for Shitas Rav Nachman. Why? So the Gemara presents a machlokas amaram here, ditmar. This very case, I say that you owe me $100, and you say you're not really sure. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayv. They both say you're Chayv, which is in accordance with our Mishnah, that Bar Yishema, Bar Yadof, you say any Odeya, I say Bar, you owe me money. So therefore, you have to pay me a money. But Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri, Pater, they both say that you're Pater. So how could they say you're Pater? Doesn't our Mishnah tell us that Bar Yishema, Bar Yadof? So this case is Bar Yishema, why are you Pater? So the Gemara answers, "Kedamar Rav Nachman." Rav Nachman says, "Kigon sheyesh esek shvua b'nayim hachanami kigon sheyesh esek shvua b'nayim." There's a situation where there is a shvua within them. What does that mean? So look at the last Rashi in the Amud here. Sheyesh esek shvua b'nayim shenischayev lo shvua b'tanaso v'hu eini yachal lishava d'ha eini yodea kamar. So there's a din that you're chayev to make a shvua with a taina. We'll see in a second what that how there's a shvua, but there's a case of a shvua. But since you claim ein yodea, once a person says ein yodea, he doesn't know, he's not able to take a shvua because he doesn't really know the circumstances. If the guy says ein yodea, then the shvua doesn't make sense to make a shvua. So that's a situation where he would say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where since it's a case of a shvua, and he says ein yodea, and you can't take a shvua in ein yodea, that's when Rav Nachman would say you are chayev to pay. That's the case of the Mishnah. But if it's not a shvua at all, Rav Nachman actually holds Bari v'shema. We don't hold that Bari is adif. So that's what the case of Rav Nachman, our Mishnah, is talking about, where there's a shvua and he can't take a shvua, so therefore he does have to pay. So Gemara wants to know, we can't go too far because that goes well into the next stuff.
Yeah?
Let's just get in the next few lines, get a little taste of it, and we'll repeat it tomorrow. So then the Gemara says, well, hey, chidami esek shvua. What's the example of esek shvua? There's some shvua involved. Kedirava, dama rava, mana libi yodech. The guy says, you owe me $100. V'hala omer, the other guy says, ein lecha biyodi elechamishim. You only have $50. But hashayin yodeh, I know there's at least $50 that I owe you. I don't know about the other $50 that you're claiming. And that's a case of modem mixas. But since it's a modem mixas plus an ein yodeya, so normally modem mixas case, you have to take a shvua. But mitoch sheni yachal lishava, since you can't take a shua, since you added the word eini odeya. Once the guy says eini odeya, so then the shua is no longer effective. So since he's not able to mitoch sheni yachal lishava, mishalem, he has to pay the money. So to our case is that case, where it's a case of modem mixas, and eini odeya, in which case he can't take a shua, so then we're mechayev him, the shoel, to pay the money. So we'll stop here in the middle of the piece here, but that's just to get a little started here. Okay.
One type of pickle that I...